The Braves looking to win for the sixth time in eight games, taking on the Pirates. Matt Adams in the dugout before the game, his second as a Brave. We pick up the action in the third. 1-0 Pittsburgh in front. Ender Inciarte with the man on facing Gerrit Cole.
That ball is down and fair, and that's going to get the game tied. Ender on his way to second. The throw beats him, and he's out. So it's an RBI single. The Braves cash in the leadoff double. We're tied at one, and Brandon Phillips is the batter.
A high fly ball, hammer toward the gap. That ball is way out of here. Brandon Phillips with a laser. It's 2-1.
Run number 200 in his career. First and third, nobody out. Sharply hit. That gets through Harrison. A run is in, and everybody's safe. When you put it in play, something good might happen. That exactly is the case for Nick Markakis. Inciarte scores to make it 3-1. Swing and a high fly, deep right field. Matt Adams has his first homer as a Brave into the chop house again.
And the Braves' lead is now 5-1. So Jason Mott comes on here in the top of the sixth inning.
But nobody out here. First and third.
That is a pretty dang good job by Jason Mott. Strikes out two, grounds out another, and the Pirates can only get one run.
The Braves win for the sixth time in eight games. Manager Brian Snitker spoke afterwards.
He got out of the gates, not real good, but it's like, you know what, when you look up, again, you look at the back of the base, he's going to be hitting, he's a 280, 300 hitter or better. He just has a knack of just, you know, he doesn't overswing and puts the ball in play, and it's great.
How about Matt Adams doing that in the second game, just filling in for Freddie and doing that?
It's great. You know, I'll be honest with you. I thought he was going to do it last night in the ninth inning. I really believed that was going to happen then, and mm-hmm. He lined out. And, you know, that's why we wanted to get that guy. You know, it's a great acquisition by our front office. I mean, you know what, I've been around him for 2 days, and there's not a better, I mean, it's just what a wonderful guy he is and pleasant to be around.
Fulte had to battle tonight a little bit. What'd you think of his performance?
No, it was good. No, his stuff was really good, and you know, it's just, he was good.
How about that Brandon. Sixth inning there with Mott, just for him to come in and do
unbelievable. That. I mean, that's a, you know, Jason's one of those, I call him boring pros. I don't know if I can call him boring, but he's a pro. I mean, he's been in big situations his whole major league career. And, you know, situations like that don't faze him. You know, he gets down in the count and just keeps pitching. I said, all this guy does is go after hitters to get them out. And aggressive, and, you know, situations aren't going to faze him. He's done a great job for us.
And Brandon Phillips with another big moment for you guys.
Yeah, that was good. You know, that's neat. Kind of a milestone for him, and it's really nice.
When you look at this stretch of games, winning 8 out of the last 11, what in your eyes has been the key for the recent success?
Well, we're playing good baseball. You know, number one, our bullpen's done a great job. We've gotten good starting pitching, and the guys are swinging the bats. We're getting key hits. You know, we're getting some two-out RBIs, and I just, you know what, we're playing as like we're capable. Is what we're doing, I think. It's these guys are getting after it every day, and they're grinding through games, and you know, it's just everybody's kind of, everybody has been contributing. It hasn't been one guy, it's been an entire team effort.
How much more does that mean to you that they're playing this way without Freddie?
It's great. I think what the guy's done after Freddie went down, I couldn't be more proud of a group of guys, and I didn't expect anything less than what I'm seeing.
You beat Scherzer a couple of days ago, and then today Gerrit Cole, really his worst start of the year, probably hits wise and innings wise.
No, it just says a lot about our guys. I mean, they rise to the occasion. They're competitors. I've been here over a year now, and I've that's the one thing that's impressed me, and I respect most about that group in there.
Ender Inciarte with a career-high 5 hits. He talked to the media after the game.
I came with a good feeling. I was seeing the ball very well, and I was able to get 5, first time in my career.
How about the contributions from the new guy?
Awesome, man. What we're seeing from him, he's putting good at-bats. He's a great guy, too, and seeing him hitting the first home run for us, it's huge. So good for him, good for the team, and hopefully we're going to keep winning ball games.
It's obviously
first time for five, but also I think it was the second time you've had four hits in your first four plate appearances. You know, and it's seven times you've reached that number, but the first time you've done that, or second time you've done that.
I try not to think about stats or when I do this or that. I'm just trying to have a good ball game and trying to do the best I can to help the team. We have great players here, and everybody has been doing great lately, and that's what we're trying, win games. And at the end of the year, we see where we are, but if we can keep pitching and hitting the way we are, we're going to be in a good place at the end.
You got to be pleased with how you guys have responded since Freddie went down.
Yeah, man. Every day we miss him because he's Freddie, you know. He's the best, for me, the best player in the big leagues. And not having him in the lineup is not good for us, but we're trying our best. So it's going to be a while until he comes back, but we're going to do our best to be in a good place when he comes back.
Matt Adams hit his first home run as a member of the Braves.
I think coming into the game, I didn't have really good numbers off Cole, and just got some pitches out over the plate and was able to get the barrel to him.
You going to claim that spot in the chop house where you keep hitting those home runs too?
No, like you said, I think that's Freddie's spot, so I think I'm going to leave that to him.
How good has it felt being around these guys the first couple of days? What kind of vibe do you get? Have you been welcomed here?
Yeah, they're awesome. You know, everybody's been super welcoming, and just a great group of guys to come in and play the game that we all love to play.
How about your leadoff guy? Five hits.
Yeah, he's an exciting player to watch for sure. You know, I saw him too many times on the other side in the last couple of years, but brings a lot to the table. Fun guy to watch.
Only two games in, but how do you feel yourself plugging into this lineup?
I feel good. I just gotta continue to keep being myself and not try to do too much. Just play the game and when the situation's called for, just try to get the job done.
When you went home last night, were you able to kind of digest everything finally? You said the night before you were sleepless.
Yeah, I was. I got a good night's sleep last night. It felt good, but suitcases that finally, getting a little unpacked at the hotel. It was just finally nice to get the, first game in, show up today ready to go.
And you said, and the guys here have said how well you fit in. You think that's just because, your personality and they've welcomed you. You think it's a combination of both? How easy the transition has been?
Yeah, I feel like I'm the guy that, the type of guy that gets along with mostly everybody. Just like I said, this clubhouse is full of great, great guys. And, they've done a great job the last couple of days, making me feel welcome here. And, hats off to them for that.
Up next, the series continues on Tuesday. R.A. Dickey up against Tyler Glasnow.